Another cup of Maxwell House coffee, George?
Sure. Pour me a cup, Gracie.
You know, Maxwell House is always good to the last drop.
And that drop's good, too.
Yes, it's Maxwell House coffee time, starring George Burns and Gracie Allen. Yours truly, Bill Goodwin, the music of Meredith Wilson and his orchestra, our happy postman, and our special guest, star of the old gold show, Frank Sinatra. For your Thursday night comedy enjoyment, it's George and Gracie. And for your everyday coffee drinking enjoyment, it's Maxwell House, the coffee that gives you so much more for so little more, that is bought and enjoyed by more people than any other brand of coffee in the world. Yes, Maxwell House, expertly blended and radiant roasted for rich, mellow, extra flavor. Maxwell House, the coffee that's always good to the last drop. It's morning in the Burns home, and Gracie, the housewife, has cleared away the breakfast dishes. Now, Gracie, the newspaper columnist, is ready to clear away the problems of the world.
My, the paper is full of news this morning. I hardly know which item to explain to the readers of my column.
You explain the news to them?
Oh, yes. Everyone doesn't have my uncanny grasp of world affairs. I'm not the average person, George.
That I've known for years.
Some people have the minds of children, and it's my duty to guide them.
I see.
What would you like to know, dear?
Not a thing. Nothing at all.
Now, you take the elections last Tuesday. Do you realize how confused those poor Republicans must be who got elected? I'll bet some of them wind up in Seattle and Tacoma.
Seattle and Tacoma?
Yes. They've been out so long, they won't know which Washington to go to.
A shrewd observation.
Well, so much for politics. Now let's turn to football.
Now, Gracie, you know nothing about football.
I don't, eh? Well, I can show Army a trick play that'll beat Notre Dame.
What?
Well, just before the game, Army drafts all the Notre Dame players.
I wouldn't let that get around.
So much for football. Let's turn to the entertainment news.
Oh, no.
Well, listen to this. Artie Shaw is honeymooning with Kathleen Windsor, the girl who wrote Forever Amber. Well, as usual, the man gets all the breaks.
What do you mean?
Well, he can have a wonderful time reading her book, but what if she can't play the clarinet?
I wouldn't let it worry me.
Yeah. Oh, here's an interesting item. Frank Sinatra is going to sing at the Waldorf Hotel in New York.
The kid really gets plenty of work.
Yeah, and I can't understand it. Well, you're twice the singer he is.
Oh, Gracie.
Oh, I realize it's not his fault. He gets tones that are thin and hollow because his chest is thin and hollow. But you get tones that are low and round because
your
chest...
Don't finish it. It's more like a flash.
That hotel should have hired you to sing.
Though April showers may come your way, they bring flowers that bloom in May.
Oh, you murder, Jack. Murder. Oh, those golden notes will come pouring out of you like Democrats out of Congress. Oh, excuse me, dear. I'll see who's at the door.
Good morning, Mrs. Burns. Here's your mail.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Postman. Uh-oh. A bill from the butcher shop. Guess there's another installment due on that pound of bacon we bought.
Prices are high, aren't they?
Yes. And I could use more money. And that's what annoys me about George. My husband could be a big movie star.
Don't tell me you're still trying to get him to replace Clark Gable.
Well, wouldn't George be perfect for the hucksters?
I didn't read the book. What's it all about?
Well, it's about radio advertising, Mr. Postman.
Oh, I love radio advertising. It's 5 o'clock. Time, take time.
Say, that's right. Most radio advertising is sung these days, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Langendorf is just a man for you. Meant for you. Meant for you. Meant for you.
Oh, Mr. Postman.
Mm-hmm. That ox should all spark.
Postman, you've given me an idea. The man who plays the lead in the Hucksters will have to be a singer.
So?
So, this makes George the logical choice. The man doesn't breathe who can sing better than George Burns.
How about Frank Sinatra?
Well, I can't quite decide.
If he's better?
No, if he breathes.
Well, I'm glad I cheered you up, Mrs. Burns.
Oh, I'm eternally grateful to you, Mr. Postman. Thanks to you, George will make the picture. Would you like to see the sneak preview?
No, just tell him hello for me. Well, goodbye, Mrs. Burns. Remember, keep smiling.
Oh, George, George, come here.
What is it, Gracie? What are you so excited about?
Oh, George, fate has played right into your throat. Clark Gable is automatically eliminated from the Hucksters. The leading man will have to be a singer.
How come?
Well, it's all about radio advertising. And that's nothing but singing commercials.
Say, that's right.
Get your hat. You're going right over to MBM and audition.
MBM?
After they hear you sing, it'll be Metro Burns Mayor.
Okay, I'll do April showers for them. Gee, I hope I don't get excited and forget the words.
Well, I'll be there to prompt you, darling.
Though April showers may come your way.
What do they bring, George? Do they bring weeds, dandelions?
They bring the flowers that bloom in May. And though it's raining.
Well, what's your attitude toward that precipitation?
Have no regrets.
Why this astonishing view of the matter?
Because it is raining rain, you know. It's raining violets. And when you see clouds.
Where?
Up on a hill.
What are they?
You only see crowds.
Yes?
Of daffodils.
Would you like me to keep my eyes peeled for some type of bird?
So keep looking for a bluebird and listening for your zone.
When, George? During the dry season?
Whenever.
During the summer?
Whenever, April.
During the winter?
Whenever.
January?
When.
February?
When.
March?
Oh, quiet.
Whenever April showers come on.
Short? Medium?
Long.
Oh, and people think Sinatra can sing.
Why, hey, that's right, Sinatra. We haven't got a chance.
Why, what do you mean?
He's under contract to MGM. If it's going to be a musical, they'll use him.
But you're better than Sinatra.
I know, but he's under contract. If you had a plumber living in your house, would you call in an outsider to fix a drip? Frankie's in and I'm out.
Well, we'll take care of that. So, Mr. Sinatra's the plumber, is he? Thinks he can handle a drip, does he? Well, he hasn't met George Burns.
I should say not.
Buckle down, Winsocky, buckle down. You know, Meredith, a football song like that comes along, people sing it down the ears, and after a while you almost get to feel Winsocky really exists.
Well, it does in a way, Bill. After all, what's Winsocky but a nice musical eight-letter word for alma mater?
True.
The boys out in New Haven call it Yale. In South Bend, it's Notre Dame. And in these parts, they spell it UCLA, but it's still Winsocky.
Yes, I guess you're right, Meredith. And any Saturday afternoon this time of year, in college stadiums the country over, this Winsocky business gets to have a special meaning. Helps you understand why college football has long been such a colorful and thrilling part of the American scene. And that brings to mind how truly Maxwell House Coffee has come to be part of the American scene, too. For just as coffee is this country's favorite drink, so Maxwell House is America's favorite coffee. Bought and enjoyed by more people than any other brand of coffee at any price. Northeast, south, and west, it's Maxwell House wherever you go. Flavors behind this popularity story, of course. The rich, satisfying Maxwell House flavor that results from the skillful blending of these premium Highland-grown Latin American coffees. Manizales for mellowness.
Madeline's for richness. Other choice coffees for vigor. And Bucaramanga's for full body. The sum of which is great coffee at its flavor peak. So why not enjoy the very best in coffee drinking goodness? It's yours for just a fraction of a penny more per cup than you'd pay for the cheapest coffee sold. Just ask for Maxwell House, always good to the last drop.
Well, here you are, Gracie. This is Frank Sinatra's house.
Oh, thanks for driving me over, Meredith. How did you find his house so easily?
All us members of the Sinatra fan club know where Frankie Boy lives.
You're a member?
Sure. Kind of wish they hadn't passed that rule that at meetings everyone had to wear sweater skirts and bobby socks. I felt a little conspicuous.
Oh, I should think you would.
Yeah, one of my bobby socks had a hole in it.
Well, thanks again, Meredith. I'm going in now and convince Frankie that he should leave town.
What for?
Well, so his studio won't be able to reach him, and they'll have to let George play the lead in that picture.
Oh, well, good luck. Oh, Gracie, don't forget your package.
Oh, yes, that's some baby clothes. A little gift for Frankie's boy. If my first plan fails, I can always soften him up with that. Goodbye, Meredith.
Bye.
Oh, now, let's see. I'll tell Frankie that he should get out of town for a rest. I'll convince him that he looks tired and weak. Thank goodness I have nature on my side.
Yes? Oh, hello, Gracie.
Hello, little boy. I'd like to see Frank Sinatra.
Gracie, don't you recognize me? I'm Frank Sinatra.
Oh, you poor boy, I didn't know you. You've wasted away to nothing.
I have?
Oh, yes, your bones have lost so much weight.
But Gracie...
And your neck, Frankie. Your neck is just hanging there in folds. And it's all covered with spots.
That's my bow tie, Gracie.
Oh. Well, anyway, you ought to get away for a little rest.
Yeah, I have been working pretty hard at that. Maybe I should go away to some resort.
Oh, sure. How about Africa?
Africa?
Oh, you'd love it, Frankie. It's not as crowded as Palm Springs.
Yeah, I know, but...
Oh, all the smart people are going there. The Frank Bucks, Tarzan and his mate, Dr. and Mrs. Livingston, I presume.
I'm sorry, Gracie. I'm not going to Africa. Suppose the cannibals grab me.
Well, what if they do? Why should we be the only ones to have a meat shortage?
Well, just the same, I am not going to Africa.
Well, then go to India. Whatever you do, don't stay at MGM.
Don't stay at MGM?
Yes. That's a place in India. Mahatma Gandhi Motel. don't stay there. The rooms are terrible.
Well, first of all, I have no intention of going to India. Excuse me just a moment, Gracie, while I answer the door.
Good afternoon, Mr. Sinatra. Here's your mail.
Thank you, Mr. Postman.
You want to hear something funny?
What's that?
They're going to make a big musical at your studio, and Mrs. Burns thinks her husband would be better for the lead than you.
Oh. Now I catch on. That's why she's been trying to send me out of town.
If she had succeeded, that would have been bigger news than man bites dog.
How do you mean that?
Woman sends Sinatra. Well, goodbye, Frankie Moy. Remember, keep smiling.
Oh, Gracie, I'd like to talk to you.
Oh, yes, Frankie, what is it?
Wanting me to go to Africa and India, that had nothing to do with putting George in a picture, did it?
Putting George in a picture? Who told you?
The postman told me. Is it true?
Yes, Frankie. I can't look into your sweet, innocent, boyish face and lie to you. Not when I know you've been tipped off.
Gracie, tell me, do you really think George is a better singer than I am?
Oh, well, let's face it, Frankie, he is. I realize they call you the voice, but wait till I tell you what they call George.
Please, Gracie, there are children in the house.
They call George Sugar Throat.
Oh.
Of course, in fairness to you, I haven't heard you sing lately. Why don't you run through a number right now so I can make a comparison?
Okay. When I was a young man courting the girls, I played me a waiting game. If ever a maid refused me with curls, I let the old earth take a couple of whirls while I plied her with tears in lieu of pearls. And as time came around, she came my way. As time came around, she came. For it's a long, long while, from May to December, but the days grow short. When you reach September and the autumn weather turns the leaves to flame, and I haven't got time for the waiting game. The days whittle down to a precious few. September, November, and these few precious days I'll spend with you. These precious days I'll spend with you. Well, what did you think of it, Gracie?
Well, Frank, before you sang, I thought maybe George was better, but now that I've heard you...
Yes?
I'm sure of it.
Well, even so, but I can't understand why you'd go to such lengths to get George a job.
Well, no, I guess you don't understand how a woman feels. Well, goodbye, Frankie.
Oh, wait a minute, you forgot your package. Here, I'll... Oh, I'm sorry, Gracie, I dropped it. Why, Gracie, it's baby clothes.
Yes, I know. I didn't tell you before, but I...
You're gonna have a baby.
I am?
I see it all now. You wanted George to have the job for the baby's sake.
Yes.
That's wonderful. You wanted the little fellow to grow up and be proud of his daddy.
Yes.
What if you did resort to trickery? You were prompted by that noblest of all emotions, mother love.
Yes.
Gracie, you've helped me see the light.
Well, you've been pretty big help yourself.
Just wait till my wife hears this. Hey, Nance! Hey, Nancy! Oh, that's right. She can't hear me from here. She's in the den listening to Crosby records. But we'll...
Well... Frank, now that you know everything, George can do the picture, can't he?
You bet he can. Yes, sirree, by George. Gracie, maybe we've got some baby things that you can use.
Well,
You tell Nancy to give you those three-cornered pants she put in my shirt drawer. I'd be glad to get rid of them, believe me.
No, Frankie, the baby things are enough. We can't take your clothes, too.
Well, you talk to Nancy. She's right there in the den.
Oh, all right. Thanks for everything.
What am I waiting for? I gotta go over and congratulate George. He's gonna have a baby.
Well, I'll be done. Here comes Frank Sinatra up the walk. I wonder if Gracie talked him into letting me have the picture. Come in.
George, old man, congratulations.
You mean Gracie talked to you and I'm gonna have it?
You sure are, kid.
Well, this is just a start. If the first one turns out all right, I may go on a regular schedule of 2 a year.
2 a year?
Yeah.
Oh, but George, you can't do that.
Sure I can. All I have to do is sing a couple of songs.
Well, to each his own.
But those are in the future. Let's talk about this one. I hope it's as good as your last one, Frankie.
Yeah, I was kind of proud of that one myself.
Say, I don't remember. Was that one Technicolor?
Technicolor? Well, yes, George, in a way, yes. You see, it was sort of red in spots. But your baby will be, too, you know.
Baby? What baby?
The baby Gracie's going to have.
Oh, that baby. What? My wife was going to have a baby?
You mean you didn't know?
Of course I didn't know. She didn't tell me.
Oh, but George, you should have guessed it. Haven't you noticed her acting rather strangely?
Frank, if acting strangely meant Gracie was going to have a baby, I'd be Papa Dion.
Well, sir, now you know, George. That's why Gracie is so anxious for you to play the lead in that picture. She wants you to make good for Junior.
Gee.
Well, George, I think you... Oh, Frankie, you're here.
Funny. Frankie just told me you're going to have a baby.
Well, so he told me. So I told him.
Gee, you mean I'm going to be a father? And you're going to be a mother?
Well, isn't that the usual arrangement?
Me a father. Gee, I'm all excited. Here, sweetheart, have a cigar. No, I mean, how about a kiss, Frankie? No. I mean, have a cigar, Frankie.
Oh, calm down, George.
Hello? I mean, come in.
Hello, Burnses.
Well, Frankie boy.
Hiya, Bill.
Hey, you want to dig some great news? George is going to be a father.
Yeah. Have a cigar, Bill.
Gracie, are you expecting the stork?
Oh, goodness, no. A baby.
Well, this is wonderful. Congratulations. George, I hope the kid has Gracie's looks and your brain.
Thanks.
No. I hope it has Gracie's brains and your looks.
Oh.
No. Look, is it too late to call this whole thing off?
Never mind the funny stuff.
But, George, you know, you just don't look like a father.
I think he looks like a great father.
I think he looks grand.
Well, now you got it. He looks like a great grandfather.
Well, Frank Sinatra thinks he looks all right. He's recommending George for the lead in a picture.
Frankie, why didn't you recommend me? After all, I made you what you are today.
What?
Bad English, but it's true. I'm the one who started the girls going, ooh, when you sang.
Yeah, how come?
Well, I stood behind you and held up a cup of Maxwell House coffee. Naturally, the girls went, ooh. It was hot, yes. Maxwell House is the very best in coffee drinking pleasure, yet it costs but a fraction of a penny more per cup than the cheapest coffee sold.
Oh, but Bill, you wouldn't do for the picture because it's a musical. It's for singers like George and Frankie.
Oh, well, I can't sing like George. I can sing exactly like Frankie. The music stopped. But we kept on dancing.
Oh, Bill. Nobody would say that sounds like Frank Sinatra.
Perry Como would.
Well, now, wait a minute. I can make it sound twice as good by putting some real lyrics in it. Listen to this. The coffee drip. It's a different key, isn't it? That Maxwell House coffee.
You may hear from my lawyer in the morning. I'd rather hear 5 minutes more myself.
Well, it won't take me that long to tell you that Maxwell House is great, Frank. You see, the careful selection and blending of choice Latin American coffees plus radiant roasting give Maxwell House that famous flavor. In fact, it's so wonderful that it's bought by more people than any other brand of coffee at any price. Everybody knows that Maxwell House is always good to the last drop.
Well, you can just relax, Bill. George's got to make the picture. Just wait till his golden voice comes pouring through that screen.
Well, it can't, Gracie. Gravel won't go through a screen.
So you think I can sing, eh, comic?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, April showers, we come your way.
Oh. That's showing him, George. That's Mama's little songbird.
Songbird?
What? Sometimes I think a tip willow flew down his throat.
Tell him, Gracie, tell him.
And it built a nest there and is raising a family.
Talk to him, talk to him.
Yeah. And every time George opens his mouth, another egg hatches.
Hold him, honey.
Ah, you solid, Jackson. The movies will pay millions for your voice.
Oh, April showers
may come to... Jack, don't waste that stuff.
No.
Well, come on, George. Let's get over to the studio, and I'll introduce you to the right people.
Well, I'll get my... Come in. Hello, all. Hello, Meredith. Have a cigar.
Oh, thank Meredith, you. Have you met Frank Sinatra?
Not formally, but we have met.
We have?
Yes. Remember the time those Bobby Soxers mobbed you in Glendale and started tearing your clothes off?
Oh, yeah, I remember. I had to jump over the fence to get away.
Well, I got the part of your suit that went over the fence last.
Meredith, I'm sorry, but we haven't time to visit with you now. Frank is taking George to the studio to get started on that picture.
Oh, that gift for Frankie's baby did it, huh?
What gift?
Goodbye, Meredith.
No, the baby clothes for your little boy.
That was for my baby?
Goodbye, Meredith. I hear your sister calling you.
My sister's in Mason City, Iowa.
Loud voice, hasn't she? Well, goodbye, Meredith.
Just a minute, Gracie. Something tells me you are not going to have a baby at all.
I'm not going to have a baby? Oh, it almost worked.
Gracie, you mean I'm not going to be a father?
I'm afraid not.
Boys, give me back my cigar.
Join us again next week when we'll all be back. George Burns, Gracie Allen, Meredith Wilson and his orchestra, and yours truly, Bill Goodwin. Our guest will be Luella Parsons. And the following week, Clark Gable. Frank Sinatra appeared through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. See him soon until the clouds roll by.
Good night, folks.
Get Bird's Eye. Get Bird's Eye golden sweet corn. Plump, milky sweet corn is tender and firm, fresh as if you picked it from the stalk this morning. No work. It's cut whole from the cob, already washed for you, whistle clean. It's always young, tender, and wonderful eating. So get Bird's Eye golden sweet corn tomorrow. But be sure it's Bird's Eye. Remember.
It can't be the same if it ain't got that name. Get Bird's Eye, Bird's Eye frosted food.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.